There's a process that is underway as we speak in Atlanta where lawyers are sitting down basically what is called scrubbing the text, making sure that it's accurate, that it appropriately expresses the agreements that have been reached by the ministers and ambassadors, the trade ambassadors. That process in the past has taken some time. Will actually be done more quickly this time because we started the process months ago, knowing full well that people would be interested in seeing the text as quickly as possible. In the meantime, these fact sheets will be provided. The USTR's office will also be putting out fact sheets and other aspects of the economy to give people a general sense of what's in the agreement. And I think the 30-day time period, in comparison to other fields, is fairly quick. We know there is a process in which we have to give Congress time under the TPA, under the Trade Promotion Authority, and we obviously want to move this along so that folks get the information that they need to be able to determine how they feel about this.
Now, USDA did release a series of fact sheets which graphically depict how each state and individual commodities stand to benefit from increased agricultural trade with the 11 other TPP countries. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.